The Queensland government will ban gay conversion therapy with fines and jail time for health practitioners caught performing the practice. Amy Littleboy reports.
Queensland is following Victoria's lead, becoming the second jurisdiction in Australia to ban gay conversion therapy. Senior lecturer in history at La Trobe University, Dr. Timothy Jones, says gay conversion therapy has terrible effects on the mental health of people it's performed on.
Gay conversion therapy are any of a range of activities and teachings that teach lesbian, gay, bi and trans people they're sick or wrong or broken and that they can be cured, fixed or need to suppress or sublimate their sexuality and gender in order to live a good life. The impacts of people undergoing conversion practices were really clear, really marked and really horrible. Everybody that we interviewed experienced really terrible mental health outcomes. Every person we interviewed had suffered with suicidal ideation and major depression.
In a statement, Queensland Minister for Health and Ambulance Services, Stephen Miles, said gay conversion therapy is not evidence-based and has been discredited by the medical community for years. Dr. Miles called the practice appalling and said it had no place in modern society after having a negative impact on members of the LGBTIQ community for decades. Dr. Damien Riggs, a fellow from the Australian Psychological Society, says banning gay conversion therapy is an excellent decision by the Queensland government.
It's good that Queensland's banning conversion therapy because we know from the research evidence that it doesn't work, it doesn't promise what it claims to do, and instead it causes harm and distress and shame for people who are subjected to it. I think for people who have already been subjected to it, it's a recognition that what was done to them was not right. So it's an acknowledgement that what everyone has been saying for a long time, that it should be banned, that the government's in agreement with that. And I think it also means that people aren't living in fear that they may be subjected to it again or that other people may be subjected to what they've been through.
Penalties for health practitioners who perform conversion therapy include fines, 12 months imprisonment or 18 months if the therapy is performed on children or other vulnerable people. Queensland Health will fund activities including a project to identify support services for survivors of the practice, as well as educating the community about the harm and stigma surrounding gay conversion therapy. However, the bill is only stopping health practitioners from performing the practice and not religious organisations, which Dr. Jones believes won't stop gay conversion therapy completely.
The majority of conversion practices happen in religious contexts as part of religious ministry, and the proposed Queensland law and most of the laws don't actually apply to religious ministry. In our study, about a third of our participants had undergone conversion practices with registered health professionals, and all of the laws that have been passed so far and what Queensland's proposing would cover health professionals and those practices, but the majority of practices are not actually touched by the laws that have been passed so far.
Author of A Life of Unlearning, A Preacher's Struggle with His Homosexuality, Church and Faith, Anthony Venn Brown says after sharing his own story, he had thousands of people messaging him with their own. He believes banning gay conversion therapy will allow even more survivors to share their stories and help people struggling with their sexuality and faith within the LGBTIQ community.
The most important thing of all is that there is anybody out there today in the 21st century who number one thinks that being gay or lesbian or transgender, there's something wrong with you, or particularly that people can change from being gay to being straight. They need to be made very much aware this is no longer acceptable within the 21st century because it's wrong. We are who we are. And there's nothing wrong with us. It's time that we all stood up and said, no, this is wrong, this is damaging, and that we should be affirming and celebrating the LGBT community, and we should be accepting people for who they are and not discriminating against them and not making them feel shame and not making them feel that they're wrong or they're broken.
Dr. Jones hopes this ban will make society more informed about gay conversion therapies and change their ideas surrounding the practice.
The law reform process will cause communities that are promoting gay conversion practices and the ideology behind that to rethink their beliefs and their practices. As I said, most people who are doing these things are doing it because they think it's the right thing. They're not doing it maliciously. And if this law reform process gets people better informed and helps people to spiritually and psychologically care for LGBT people in more appropriate ways, I think that would be really fantastic.
And that story was by Amy Littleboy.